Zanzibar's women's national football team. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Zanzibar's women's national football team, nicknamed the Zanzibar Queens, is the women's representative team from Zanzibar, a semi-autonomous part of Tanzania. Founded in 1998, the team has limited recognition as the regional governing body, the Zanzibar Football Association, is a full member of the Council for East and Central Africa Football Association, the CAF, but the Zanzibar Football Association is not recognized by FIFA as an independent national association. The national team was supposed to have its first international matches in the CECAFA Women's Challenge Cup in October 2007, but the event was cancelled. The team plays domestically against men's sides in Zanzibar. The development of the women's football in Zanzibar faces several challenges specific to Africa and to their own islands, including efforts to politicize the game. Section 1. Team. Founded in 1988 by Nasra Juma Mohammed of Tanzania, the Women's Fighters Club of Zanzibar was the first women's football team, and the team was created at a time when there were very few women's national teams in existence. Prior to 1988, women had played informally or on men's only teams. Several of these players, as well as those from other sports, including badminton, made up the inaugural team. The team soon played against a touring Swedish women's club side, Troso FF, in Zanzibar's largest football stadium, losing the game 0-15. At the time the team was created, there were very few opportunities for it to compete against other women's teams in Zanzibar, but they have played and sometimes beaten men's teams in Zanzibar while receiving support from the Zanzibar Football Association and Zanzibar's Ministry of Sport. The players do not wear a hijab or cover up as part of their kit, which has led to criticism from religious leaders for playing in the public while wearing shorts and jersey tops, instead of covering up their bodies according to Muslim custom. The team trains in Stone Town at the Mao Zedong Stadium. Player recruitment and retention has been a problem because some members of the national team have been prohibited from playing by their husbands or family members. Male relatives of the fighters team have beaten players because they disgraced them. National team players are eligible to play for Tanzania in the Women's World Cup, or in football at the Summer Olympics, or in CAF-sanctioned events. Azia Modeni and Sabia Yusuf are two Zanzibar-based women players who participated in the Tanzanian national team training camp. As of 2011, Mohammed remained the team's head coach. Zanzibar Football Association, founded in 1926, is recognized by the Council for East and Central Africa Football Associations, but not by FIFA, despite repeated attempts for such recognition. The federation is a member of the Confederation of African Football, and the national team is limited in their ability to compete in sanctioned events by these organizations. Zanzibar were meant to play in the inaugural Council for East and Central Africa Football Association Women's Challenge Cup in October 2007, but the tournament was ultimately cancelled. The competition was to have been funded by CAF. The CECAFA secretary, Nicholas Musini, said of the event, "CAF wants to develop women's football in the region in the recognition of the milestones by CECAFA has achieved over the years. CAF appreciates what management of the associations. Members states in CECAFA region have not taken women's football seriously. CAF now wants to sponsor a long-term campaign to attract women from this region into the game." In 2007, a movie was made about the team called the Zanzibar Soccer Queens. The film was featured at the BFI London Film Festival in 2007. Section 2. Background and Development of Women's Football. Zanzibar is a territory consisting of two main islands, Ugina, Zanzibar, and Pemba, and is a semi-autonomous part of Tanzania with its own government. As of the 2002 census, it had a total population of 984,625. Women's football in Africa has not developed compared to elsewhere because of a variety of factors, including limited access to education, poverty amongst women in wider society, and fundamental inequality present in the society that occasionally allows for female-specific human rights abuses. Another problem with the development of the game throughout the continent is that higher ability players leave to play in Europe or the United States. According to Kun, funding for the game on a regional level is problematic as national associations do not fund the women's game adequately. Zanzibar has unique problems relating to the development of the women's game, including pressures for female players to wear the hijab while playing, and pressure from male family members not to participate as their involvement may bring shame to the family. There is minimal support for the game at schools, with the National Federation not responding to requests from the national team coach to work harder to get girls to play the sport in school. A National Women's League was created in 2004 after a 26-year effort. 5 teams competed in the inaugural season: Women's Fighters, Nuclear FC, Kone Sisters, Bungie Sisters, and Policewomen FC. Women's Fighters won their first 2 editions of the league. However, the league has since collapsed. There are references available in the article in the written form. Please be sure to verify the information found on Wikipedia using references provided or cross-referencing the information yourself. This sound file and all the text in the article are licensed from the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 Unported License, available at http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0.